2 Timothy chapter 3. World events are moving very rapidly now. I pick up the Bible in one hand and I pick up the newspaper in the other, and I read almost the same words in the newspaper as I read in the Bible. It's being fulfilled every day about us. It is certainly happening right now what this chapter so graphically describes. Even in the churches, the Bible has been neglected in exchange for a light gospel. If Jesus had preached the same message that ministers preach today, he would never have been crucified. Under the auspices of tolerance, our children are being indoctrinated in anti-biblical concepts. These are the concepts of taking God out of schools and the Bible out of public places. Vice is a monster of so frightful mien as to be hated, needs but to be seen. Yet, seen too oft, familiar with her face, we first endure, then pity, then embrace. You ask yourself, what can I do? Paul answers, but you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have been given to you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Verses 10, 14, and 15. Lord, help me preserve your word and shine into this dark world in which I live.